That's when I wake up. I look around, collecting the scattered bits of my consciousness. I realise the phone's ringing. The phone at the library's reception desk. Bright sunlight shining in through the curtains, and Miss Seiki's no longer next to me. I'm alone in bed. I get out of my bed, in my t-shirt and boxers, and get out to the phone. It takes me a while to get there, but the phone keeps on ringing. Hello?
Were you asleep?
Oshima asks.
Yeah. Sorry to get you up so early on a day off, but we've got a problem.
A problem?
I'll tell you about it later, but you'd better not hang around there for a while. We're going to head off soon, so get your things together. When I get there, just come out to the parking lot and get right into the car, without saying anything, okay?
Okay, I reply. I go back to my room and pack up. There's no need to rush, since it only takes 5 minutes to get ready. I take down the laundry I had hanging in the bathroom, stuff my toilet kit, books and diary in my backpack, then get dressed and straighten up the bed.